Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
Today, Star Wars fans rejoiced because they had the third time to preview a film that is coming out in a few months. Does that sound exciting to you? Well, you know, it was exciting to me. But it was nowhere near as exciting for me as it was for a man who is a massive Star Wars fan. He hosts a podcast called Steel Wars, in fact, which he's just been doing over at a podcast conference in LA. Comedian Steel Saunders. How are you, Steel?
May the Force be with you guys.
Hey! Steel.
I love that Lewis is excited, but he's still got his Triple J cynicism in the lead into introducing me. He's like, I'm pretty excited about this, you guys.
Look,
step up the pace.
Exciting time. I am excited, but you know, I can only have so much Star Wars foreplay, you know?
Well, J.J. Abrams is a very caring lover. So.
Steele, what was the circumstances that you were watching the trailer in about an hour and a half ago? Were you nervous? Did you have clammy hands?
I was very nervous. I actually only just watched it because I just got back from L.A. and I had to go on a total social media blackout so I could watch it and podcast at the same time on my big screen. None of this watching it on your iPhone business. So I just took it in then. It didn't have the jaw-dropping new revelation. Like the first teaser had the new lightsaber and the Millennium Falcon, and the second teaser had Harrison Ford's now famous Chewie Wear Home line. But it was a tantalizing feast without giving out much of the plot, which I appreciate because I want to go in and be bewildered in December.
Yeah, did you buy tickets already? Because they came out today as well, right?
Lewis, come on, buddy. Did I buy tickets at midnight, a premiere, and then after the premiere, 2:30 in the morning, we're going into the next door pub down at Knox, and we're doing a live reaction podcast at 2:30 in the morning. So we've sold out an 800-seat cinema. So I'm definitely got a few tickets put away. It's a touchstone. It's a very fun thing for the Star Wars fan. It is our teams in the grand final this year. And
playing against no one.
It's playing against cynicism.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That,
okay,
Veronica.
Okay. Yes.
Speaking of, sporting analogies, it did screen in the States during the halftime of Monday Night NFL, Monday Night Football over there. Big crossover in the fandom, you think?
The guy that introduced it, what was his name, Mike Tirico, he looked like he had to read the name of the movie off an autoprompter. He was like, and we all looking forward to Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And he also had a look on his face, just like, 15 years ago, we would have been beating the hell out of you in the car park, buddy.
Yeah. One of the weird things about it is there have been a very small amount of people, but it's become sort of big news, is that a couple of like white supremacists have said that there's not enough white people in the trailers and they're going to boycott it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't go.
I know, right? It should be a selling point. Like, we promise you, if you come to this film, you will not have to sit next to any racists.
Yeah, like, what is it? Stop the boats, stop the X-Wings. I don't know. Don't go see the movie. Go buy some fish and chips off Pauline, and we're going to have a great time.
It feels like it's the same thing as the, David Jones kind of Adam Goods thing. Well, you know, the racists won't shop at David Jones anymore.
Yeah, well, I guess all their KKK hoods are going to be on special.
Steel, host of Steel Wars, thank you so much for chatting to us. I know you're very excited, and I'm sure you've got plenty more watching to do this afternoon.
I do, and I should point out, this Friday, if you listen to the podcast, we've got an exclusive interview with movie critic legend Leonard Maltin.
Oh,
Star Wars.
Mark Fennell, I thought you were going to say. Okay, Leonard, right.
Similar.
Oh, cool, all right.
Thanks, Steel.
Nice one, you guys.
Triple J.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.